Ocean Man First Nations, Justin Holness moved back home to the prairies, where his ancestors on his mother's side have lived, and returning to the Ocean Man First Nations, OMFN, is extremely sentimental to him. Holness was raised in St. Vital, Man, and at the age of 17 began to write music. It was around the same time that he moved out on his own, to a neighborhood that was known for rival gangs. He tried to stay safe but had many encounters with the gangs. He had a gun pointed directly at him and Holness has lost friends to the streets, but he got out when he realized he had a brother. Holness wanted to change his life and be a better example for his brother and family. Music was an outlet that helped him with his personal struggles, and he began recording songs on his own, but he knew that improving his production skills would be necessary to break into the music industry. His first song to hit Winnipeg radio was On the Grind, and he has continued to write ever since. Also, at this time he received a contract working for the first national event for the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada regarding residential school survivors. Many of his family members were residential school victims, including his grandmothers. These two events in Holness' life changed everything for him and he wanted to become a working professional. Holness moved to Ottawa, where his mother lived, in 2010 to start over. After working hard for 2 years and saving, Holness was able to buy a condo unit. He was in the Canadian Forces military through the Black Bear program for Indigenous recruits and Holness was awarded the top candidate and the camaraderie awards. He began to work as an Indigenous Youth Diversion Coordinator, working with young people who had conflict with the law at the Wabano Center for Aboriginal Health. Eventually he became a full-time entrepreneur before getting a job as an Indigenous Business Development Manager right before the COVID-19 pandemic hit. The whole time he was in Ottawa he started performing and winning at local talent contests at Indigenous festivals, but he was also touring across the country becoming a national artist. During COVID, Holness decided he wanted to be closer to his First Nations community and enrolled at the First Nation University of Canada to improve his qualifications and credentials in economic development and business. In 2019, he had his first hit record called Woke, reaching number one on the Indigenous Music Countdown and getting nominated at the Indigenous Music Awards for Best Hip-Hop Album of the Year. Recently, he received a second hit record named Wastewana, reaching number one on the Indigenous Music Countdown in 2024. In the last few months, Holness was nominated at the Native American Music Awards for the Best Hip-Hop Recording and the Best R&B Recording. The winner will be announced later this year. Holness is also up for a SASC Music Award for Contemporary Indigenous Artist of the Year. The award ceremony takes place on March 2nd. My plans going forward are to work and serve my community of Ocean Man First Nation, said Holness. I will continue to learn and grow my entrepreneurial endeavors and help teach the next generation about wealth creation. Once Holness has his certificate in Indigenous Economic Development and an Indigenous Business Administration diploma, he will make OMFN home. Receiving this nomination at the SASC Music Awards for me represents the hard work and dedication in making a difference, Holness said. To create music in his traditional territory and for it to be recognized by the community is a fulfilling experience for Holness. I intentionally create music as an offering to empower the welfare of people and the planet, he said.